Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Sister Elizabeth Kenny first encountered polio during her years as a nurse in the Australian bush. She had a young girl patient who suddenly lost the use of her arms and legs. At the time, Sister Kenny didn't know it was polio, so she acted on instinct and training. She ripped up wool blankets, doused them in hot water, and wrapped them around the child's arms and legs. She also exercised her muscles, and the patient made a full recovery. Sister Kenny eventually called her hot packing and physical therapy exercises re-educating the muscles, but the Australian medical profession wasn't interested in trying them out on their polio patients.
With the possibility of a grave infantile paralysis epidemic, health authorities attacked germ carriers.
So in 1940, Sister Kenny arrived at Minneapolis's General Hospital, where she trained medical professionals from Minnesota and around the country in her methods, which would be credited with getting thousands of polio patients back on their feet again. Today, Sister Kenny's legacy continues in 38 physical therapy centers across the country that bear her name.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.